You'll know real when you get it. It'll say eBay Authenticity Guarantee and you'll feel it.
Maybe it's a head-turning handbag, a watch that says it all, jewelry that makes you feel like the gem. Sneakers and streetwear so fresh, every step feels fly.
eBay gets it. So look for the blue check mark next to that thing you love and be confident that every inch, stitch, sole, and logo is checked by experts.
With eBay Authenticity Guarantee, you can trust that feeling of real is always in reach.
Ensure your next purchase is the real deal. Visit ebay.com for terms.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news. Sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Boricua is the name for someone from Puerto Rico, but it's more than a name. It's a way of life and representation of the vibrant spirit of the island.
Let the Boricua spirit welcome you with a warm embrace to start each day and remind you why you travel in the first place.
In Puerto Rico, you can forget where you came from and embrace where you are. With nearly 300 beaches and 300 miles of coastline, there's always new places to explore.
The island's diverse geography offers everything from secluded coves with white sand and crystalline water to stunning black sand beaches. There are spots that are perfect for water sports. You can surf, snorkel, paddleboard, or go diving.
To travel to Puerto Rico, there is no passport required for U.S. citizens and permanent residents. Learn more and plan your trip at discoverpuertorico.com. Hello, everybody, and welcome to episode 8 of Been There, Dean That. We just got back from a trip, but we're not going to talk about that trip just yet.
Actually, I thought that's what we were talking about today. I was prepared.
You are prepared about it?
Yeah, I thought you said we were going to talk about it this week.
We are.
Aruba?
We're doing back-to-back eps. We're doing an episode pre-Aruba, and the next episode will be Aruba.
What's pre-Aruba? What are we talking about today?
Well, I'm so glad you asked, Kaylin, because today we are going to be talking about something we mentioned in last week's episode about Guatemala.
Mm.
Do you know?
Mm-mm.
You can guess. Use that big brain.
Ireland?
Use the big brain in your regular size head.
Ireland?
No.
We already talked about St. Lucia.
Yes.
So?
We're just going to do a little quickie on Havasupai. Havasupai Falls. So Kaylin and I, this was back in November of 2019.
Just started dating.
We had been dating since June. So what would that be? 4 months?
Yeah, we were fresh.
5 months? We were fresh. I think that everyone at least now has to know of Havasupai. At the time, it was still very, very popular, but it's only just grown in popularity since then, and it probably will continue to grow in popularity. But it's something that had been on my list for a very, 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 very long time. Did you know about Havasupai before we went to it?
No, and I was just thinking, I don't think that many people know about Havasupai. Like, I think a lot of people do in our sphere. I'm putting myself in that sphere because I've done a lot of hiking with you, but like the hiking, photography, there's no other word but sphere.
Sphere.
So those people kind of know about it, but I don't think a lot of other people outside of that know about it.
That's surprising because a person like you of indigenous descent,
mm-hmm.
you'd think, you know, there's a tribe down there.
Yeah.
I know, you're from the Midwestern tribes.
Yeah, I don't think maybe I'm a bad Native American, but I don't think we know about every tribe and location and what they have to offer.
You're not. And I'm not saying that you are a bad Native American whatsoever. I was just trying to be facetious, I suppose. But yeah, so Havasupai is a very well-known indigenous population in northern Arizona. It's well-known for its waterfalls specifically. There's one waterfall that's about 100 feet tall, Havasupai Falls. That is maybe the most breathtaking waterfall I've ever seen in person.
Mm-hmm.
I would venture to say the most beautiful waterfall in northern America.
Mm-hmm.
I wouldn't go as far to say in the entire world because I think there
Northern America, though, but we have to take into account Canada.
Yeah, so like what? Niagara?
Hmm. I was thinking Banff has to have a cool waterfall.
Okay, so let's just say this. It's easily the most picturesque waterfall in the Western United States.
Sure.
Maybe. It's just so beautiful. And everyone had talked about it. My brother had done this hike years prior. And listening to this podcast, if you've listened to it for a while, you'll know that I'm obsessed with my brother and I want to be more like him in every single way that I possibly can be. He's always raved about it. And I have just always wanted to do it. But it's hard for me to have done stuff like this. Like, yes, I would love to do it by myself, but I would rather do it with partners. And my friends in Los Angeles, they ended up doing it later on. And I wish that I had reached out to them, like trying to like catalyze this idea, but it never happened. And then so when I got a girlfriend, I was like, oh, great, I can just drag her along with me on this.
And boy, was I dragged.
You were not true. Yeah, you were dragged. So what we did was we hopped online. We had like a weird window to make it work. We went November. So I think that's like kind of the lower season for them, which ended up being pretty good for us because temperature wise, it was a little cooler. It was still pretty blisteringly hot during the day, but got kind of cold at night. I remember that. Mm-hmm. Anyway, so we found some canceled tickets on their website, which if you are looking at booking a trip to have a supai, go to their website, look specifically under the cancellations tab because it books out. I think the tickets go on sale February 1st of every year and it books out incredibly fast. And we found tickets just in the cancellation side of things. I was looking at prices now.
They're crazy.
Well, it's the same price as what we paid back in 2019, which I was surprised by. It's $100 per person per night.
Yeah.
And it's a 3-night minimum.
So, I thought it was more than that, but yeah.
So for us, we spent $600 just to go camping for 3 nights, which is just mind-blowingly expensive when you consider campsites are, you know, mostly free. Sometimes you're going to pay $5, $10, $15, but $100 a night per person is just, it's mind-blowing. It's kind of worth it, I would say. Would you say?
Oh, yeah. I think it's worth it for sure.
I would say it's worth it at least once.
Yeah. I would love to go back again.
Yeah. I would 100% go back again. But even that, you're kind of like, well, it's kind of expensive. But for your first time, 100% worth it.
Yeah, it's amazing. It is quite a trek in and out.
Yeah. So let's get there first. So we drove from Los Angeles. We had the van, thankfully, because it's a 7-hour drive from LA. And you want to start early in the morning. And so you don't want to leave at like 1 a.m., get there at 7 a.m. or get there at 8 a.m. and then start hiking. That's kind of a pain in the butt. So what we did was we drove from LA. I think we stopped somewhere along the way, like a rest stop, and spent the night. And then we just kind of like lazied our way into it in the morning. We didn't start until like noonish. We actually didn't start until like 1:20 p.m. I know exactly the time.
Wow.
Yeah. And well, because I wrote about it on my blog. And so I went back and read my blog. And I was like kind of surprised and impressed by myself how much detail I levied out onto the blog.
Make sure you check out DeanieBabies.com if you want to read more.
Haven't updated in a few years, but I got to say, I was pretty proud of myself for that content that I had written there. I should get back into that. So yeah, so we drove, we stayed the night, we started hiking in the morning. I remember getting there. There's a checkpoint a couple miles before the trailhead. And I was in my van, of course. And it's kind of like driving in your small apartment where things kind of just get lost amongst the clutter. You don't know exactly what's in there at all times versus a car where you're like, oh, I cleaned it out last week, so I know exactly what's in here. There's nothing bad. I had like a couple extra beers. I had a drone. You're not allowed to bring alcohol and you're not allowed to bring drones. Those are like the three things they explicitly say, don't bring these in. They do like a pretty thorough search of your car, and especially being a van, they kind of like tore everything apart. They found the beer. They found the drone. They just made me empty the beer out there at the ranger station. They asked about the drone. I just told them that I flew it and crashed it, which is true. And so it didn't fly. And so they like let me get off, thankfully. I think typically they might take that from you.
But with other people, we read up a little bit on it. And if you have any of these things, they can turn you away. They're like, basically can take your permits, take your money. And they're like, sorry, you're not welcome here.
Yeah.
Alcohol and drones. And somehow we got super lucky.
And imagine just driving 7 hours and spending $600 and getting all the way there and then not being allowed to enter. So if you do end up going, make sure triple check and quadruple check that you don't have these things in your car, because they were nice to us. I don't know how understanding they would be for, you know, future issues like that, but.
Yeah. And they are thorough. Like they will go through, they went through our entire van, which is, it took a while. Yeah. And they will go through your entire car. So don't try to hide anything. Don't try to bring anything in that you shouldn't, because you'll get caught.
Yeah.
They've got dogs sniffing you.
They do have cute little puppies sniffing you. So we get there eventually and start hiking. I do have a breakdown of kind of what I brought on the trip, but typically, like, of course, you're going to need a tent, sleeping pad, sleeping bag, cold weather clothes, swimsuit, obviously, and very comfortable hiking shoes. We got to the trailhead round one, started hiking around 1:20. And from there, it's a 10-mile hike to get from the trailhead into the campsite. It's a unique hike. The way in is much easier than the way out because it's all downhill. I think it's like 2,000 feet of elevation change. So you go down 2,000 feet on the way in and then obviously up 2,000 feet on the way back. 10 miles. I think we did the whole thing in maybe like 3.5 or 4 hours, which is pretty good. Kaylin hadn't really done much hiking at this point. I remember your hip flexor was flaring up on you quite a bit.
Yeah, I want to say. So this was my first big hike ever in my life. This was the most I've ever hiked. I think like max before that was 1 mile. So this was 10. Or 11?
10.
10. And so we went to REI and stocked up. I had to get a bunch of new gear and stuff. And I was like, it's probably time to get legit hiking boots versus the crappy little ones that I have. And I went for style, which you should never do, quickly learned. And they didn't feel that heavy in your hand, but you want like the most lightweight possible hiking boots. Mine, they became so heavy so quickly, like 2 miles in. Lifting my leg each time pulled my hip flexor, and I was very weak at the time, but my hip flexor was pulled so bad that I couldn't, like, it was just like impossible to keep walking. So we had to keep taking breaks. So if you're looking for hiking boots, make sure they are super light.
Yeah, light is good. There is a trade-off between light and like formidable. You don't want a hiking shoe that's like a super light shoe because then you'll feel every rock underneath your foot.
Well, mine are super light, but like, heavy duty, the new ones that I have.
I mean, I firmly believe that a good hiking shoe is maybe the most important thing you need when you go hiking. If you have a bad pair of hiking shoes that you don't find comfortable personally, it's going to totally ruin your experience.
Oh, and it did on the hike in. And then I had to wear, I'm a 7.5, Dean is a men's 11. And so I had to wear his water shoes the rest of the way because I was in so much pain. But it's hard to know. Like, that was the first long hike I've ever done. It was hard to know exactly what to look for. REI has a great return policy, so you can go on this hike and then you can return them, which is awesome. So luckily, I got super lucky with that. But
And it is a big trial and error thing, too. My big first big hike I went on in Patagonia, I bought a pair of hiking shoes, kind of unknowingly just bought the things that I thought would be best. Hated them. So for 50 miles on that trek, I just absolutely hated my shoes until I eventually found the shoes that I wear now are the La Sportiva's approach shoes, like the TX4s, and I love them personally. I think it really just, you just got to find a shoe that you really like and know that you're going to be comfortable in.
But that's exactly what it is. It's trial and error, and it sucks if you make an error on a hike like that.
Right.
You'll know real when you get it. It'll say eBay authenticity guarantee, and you'll feel it. Maybe it's a head-turning handbag, a watch that says it all, jewelry that makes you look like the gem, sneakers and streetwear so fresh, well, every step feels fly.
When it comes to style and luxury, eBay gets it. They're making sure the things you love are checked by experts, but not just any experts, specialized experts. Real people who love this stuff with real hands-on authentication experience.
So when you see that shiny blue check mark that says authenticity guarantee, shop with confidence. Every inch, stitch, sole, and logo is verified authentic through a detailed inspection. That's how you know that eBay's got your back.
Because when you finally step into those sneakers, put on that watch, get your real gold glow up, swing that handbag over your shoulder, or step out in that streetwear, you'll realize that feeling is unlike any other.
With eBay Authenticity Guarantee, you can trust that feeling of real is always in reach. Ensure your next purchase is the real deal. Visit ebay.com for terms.
Everyone knows how much Dean and I love to travel, especially after enduring a Colorado winter. I'll take any chance I can to be in a sunny, beachy place right about now.
Well, Kaylin, I have the perfect place we can travel to next. In Puerto Rico, there are nearly 300 beaches and 300 miles of coastline. And when it comes to photography, the landscape is unbeatable.
I think I need to go there for a relaxing vacation before baby number two comes, which is great, but also I'm very nervous. Puerto Rico offers everything from secluded coves with white sand and crystalline water to beautiful black sand beaches.
There's no passport required for U.S. citizens and permanent residents. Learn more and plan your trip at discoverpuertorico.com.
Tired of endless diets and weight loss struggles? It's time to say goodbye to frustration and hello to results. Introducing Smart Metabolic Burn from BrainMD, your breakthrough solution to fight stubborn body fat. Imagine burning fat, balancing glucose levels, and regulating metabolism in just 12 weeks. This unique 2-in-1 product combines the power of 2 clinically studied ingredients in 1 revolutionary formula: berberine, which targets abdominal fat, and OEA, which curbs your appetite. With just 2 capsules a day, Smart Metabolic Burn by BrainMD can kickstart your metabolism, fight stubborn body fat, especially that pesky abdominal fat, and support your weight management journey. Right now, save over 30% on Smart Metabolic Burn at GetSmartBurn.com. The lowest price anywhere. That's GetSmartBurn.com. Don't delay. Transform your life with Smart Metabolic Burn from BrainMD. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. Our products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
So we get there, we start hiking in. I remember at one point I tried to take a video or a picture of some of the horses and I got shushed away. They're like, delete all that stuff right now. You're not allowed to have any pictures of the horses or any of the people here, which I found surprising.
I will say too, if you are going to do this hike, please don't use the pack mules.
Yeah.
It's just a little sad.
It is sad.
You can hike in with your backpack, and that's what Dean was taking a photo of. I think they were donkeys.
I was just making a video.
Like donkeys
a
or compilation horses.
Video.
Yeah, and like it just happened to be an animal, but they were carrying people's gear in because some people don't want to carry their own gear in. Please don't do that.
Yeah. I agree. I agree. Yes. And so we get there. We get to the town of Supai, which is like the small town of the indigenous people that live down there. And I actually did a little bit of research before this. Did you know that the village of Supai is the most remote indigenous territory in the United States?
I didn't.
It's located 10 miles deep in the Grand Canyon. Supai Village and Havasupai Waterfalls are only accessible by helicopter or on your own 2 feet. I just found that really interesting, that the most remote indigenous territory in the U.S. Hmm. So we get to the town. I think there's like a lot of misinformation out there on what you can buy down there. We brought all our own food. And when we get down there, there's like a restaurant. There's like little stands that kind of serve you fried goods.
Are you talking about the fry food? Fry bread, I mean?
The fry bread.
The fry bread, there were like two stands once you're within the hike. But then there's that little town. But that's still 2 or 3 miles before you get to camping.
So 2 miles before the campsite starts, there is a restaurant, though, that we ate at on the way back. And we got the jalapeno burgers, and they were very good. Mm-hmm. Or at least I did, because you don't eat beef. But anyway, so we get there, we check in and do all that stuff, and then we go to our campsite. The camping area was pretty full, I remember. So we got a campsite that I wouldn't necessarily recommend. It was like the very first campsite on the left-hand side, right when you get in. So we had a lot of foot traffic going by us all day and all night.
But the campsites are appointed to you, like...
I don't think so. No, you go in and it's just kind of like dispersed. You just kind of find a campsite that you want. I would recommend going towards the back. Do you remember like those?
Oh, yeah, all the by river,
the creek and all that stuff was running through. And there's like a lot of really cool, unique places to camp that we didn't really get the chance to, just because I think we got there super late. We got there at like 5:30 in November. And so it was like already pretty dark. And so we were like setting up in the middle of the night, which was kind of a bummer. But we ended up spending 4 days, 3 nights down there. And no cell phone reception, so just keep that in mind. Bring a good book or download some stuff on your phone or something if that's what you want to do while you're down there, just kind of killing time.
We watched the Harry Bear.
The Harry Q Bear Affair? The Curious Affair of Harry Q Bear or something like that.
With McDreamy from Grey's Anatomy.
Not a good show, but it was it kept us entertained.
It's funny that every time I think about Havasupai, I think about that show. Yeah. That's all we watched.
And I think we ran out of episodes, and so we watched it again. Yeah, which is pretty funny to think about. I would definitely recommend going with like a big group. If we had like 6 of us down there, we could play cards or something like that. You know, it was great, obviously, being down there just us two, but it would be nice to have like kind of a bigger crew to hang out with.
Yeah, group camping trips are always a good time.
Yeah. So we get down there. Obviously, the first thing that you see, we didn't really see much that night, but the first thing we saw in the morning was Havasupai Falls, the big main waterfall. And just absolutely mind-blowingly breathtaking. Just so much water being pushed down that waterfall. Like, it's got so much freaking power. It's insane. But what they do with Havasupai too is they only allow 350 permits per day. And so that's kind of why it's such a hard thing to do, is to get a permit. They book out really far in advance. That's why you have to do the cancellations. And then there's only, I found this out too just now, there's only 650 indigenous people that live down there too. So while it is the most remote indigenous village, it is also only 650 people. Mm-hmm. And the people were pretty nice. I could definitely see like living them, like being them living down there, getting super annoyed by all these people just coming and going every single day. But I don't think we really had any negative run-ins with anyone down there, did we?
Just the animal run-in, but that was it.
Yeah, so day two or day three, we hiked down to Mooney Falls, which is an incredible hike down. You remember that cliffside?
Yeah. Oh, I was just talking about when you were trying to take a photo of the horse the donkey. Yeah.
I thought you were talking about when you saw the bighorn sheep.
No, that was terrifying.
Yeah. So do you remember the hike down into Mooney Falls?
Yeah. also terrifying.
Why?
The hike into Mooney Falls where I started crying.
Yeah, why?
It was really scary. So you are hiking. It's like, there's all these signs. It's like, dangerous, dangerous. People have died. So dramatic. But, you know, I'm taking that to heart and freaking out. And then you're hiking down this little tiny little tunnel. And then you have to hike backwards. This rickety, rickety ladder. And it's so high up. And then the water from the waterfall is like whacking you. And it's slippery. And my boots are slipping. It was pretty terrifying.
Yeah. I mean, I personally didn't think it was, but I could see why you would think it is.
Yep, it was.
But amazing, right?
Yeah.
You eventually gritted your teeth and got through it and got to the bottom, and it was worth every second.
Going down, terrifying. Going up is obviously a lot easier. Yeah.
So Mooney Falls is, it almost looks like the same size as Supai Falls, maybe a little bit smaller, but the pool is a lot smaller. You can't really like swim around in it quite as much. And it doesn't get as much sun because I think it's a little bit more in the canyon. And then we hiked down a little further down the river and just kind of like walked around and enjoyed a lot of the scenery down there. What I do kind of wish we did, well, I guess more so me, was you can hike like down that river really far and hit the Colorado River at a certain point. And I think you can even exit that way to a degree, but I'm not really sure how that works. So if I were to go back, I would venture further down. We just kind of spent the whole day like meandering around taking photos and walking around and stuff. And then we saw that bighorn sheep on the way back on like this narrow little trail. I remember like hearing something off in the distance, wondering what it was and looking around, and eventually you spot this. You know, bighorn sheep, they're not really scary from afar, but when you get close up, their horns are massive. You don't know how skittish they're going to be, how like reactive they're going to be to your presence. And so you really just kind of have to take it easy with them.
And Dean and I were like exploring different parts for some reason, and we're like 20 feet away, and Dean got it on camera. He couldn't warn me because then that might startle the bighorn sheep. So I'm like looking at Dean, and then I'm seriously staring face to face, like 2 feet away from this bighorn sheep. And thankfully, I screamed an inaudible scream, but oh my God, an internal scream, I guess. It was so scary. It was so scary, but he walked right by me. He didn't hurt me.
And at the end of the day, probably pretty harmless. Like, I bet you.
He was as taller than me.
I know. But I don't think that they're going to be like predatorially aggressive towards you for being in there. They could
maybe
be.
Maybe if I spooked him and screamed.
For sure. And I think that's kind of the whole thing with wildlife is like, if you sneak up on them and scare them, they might react in a way that might hurt you. But it was just, you know, just being in that moment is a little bit more scary than talking about it, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah. So anyway, so we spent a couple days down there just exploring. Kaylin was nursing her injured hip flexor, so we didn't really move around that much, which was totally fine too. Like, it was still just worth just hanging out near the falls and just kind of, you know, waiting for the sun to go down, go to sleep, wake up and do the same thing the next day.
Getting fry bread. The fry bread was great. I definitely recommend getting the fry bread. I grew up on it because I'm also Native American, and it is a very great Native American dish.
Yeah, for the uninformed, Kaylin is Native American, or her grandmother is 100% Native American. She is from the tribe Band of Traverse Bay, Little Ottawa Indians.
Little Traverse Bay Band of Ottawa Indians. My great-great-grandpa was the chief.
That's right. That means you got chief blood in you.
Mm-hmm. I'm Chief Tiss.
Chief Tiss.
No, I'm not.
You'll know real when you get it. It'll say eBay Authenticity Guarantee, and you'll feel it. Maybe it's a head-turning handbag, a watch that says it all, jewelry that makes you look like the gem, sneakers and streetwear so fresh, well, every step feels fly.
When it comes to style and luxury, eBay gets it. They're making sure the things you love are checked by experts, but not just any experts, specialized experts. Real people who love this stuff with real hands-on authentication experience.
So when you see that shiny blue check mark that says authenticity guarantee, shop with confidence. Every inch, stitch, sole, and logo is verified authentic through a detailed inspection. That's how you know that eBay's got your back.
Because when you finally step into those sneakers, put on that watch, get your real gold glow up, swing that handbag over your shoulder, or step out in that streetwear, you'll realize that feeling is unlike any other.
With eBay Authenticity Guarantee, you can trust that feeling of real is always in reach. Ensure your next purchase is the real deal. Visit ebay.com for terms.
Everyone knows how much Dean and I love to travel, especially after enduring a Colorado winter. I'll take any chance I can to be in a sunny, beachy place right about now.
Well, Kaylin, I have the perfect place we can travel to next. In Puerto Rico, there are nearly 300 beaches and 300 miles of coastline. And when it comes to photography, the landscape is unbeatable.
I think I need to go there for a relaxing vacation before baby number two comes, which is great, but also I'm very nervous. Puerto Rico. offers everything from secluded coves with white sand and crystalline water to beautiful black sand beaches.
There's no passport required for U.S. citizens and permanent residents. Learn more and plan your trip at discoverpuertorico.com.
Tired of endless diets and weight loss struggles? It's time to say goodbye to frustration and hello to results. Introducing Smart Metabolic Burn from BrainMD, your breakthrough solution to fight stubborn body fat. Imagine burning fat, balancing glucose levels, and regulating metabolism in just 12 weeks. This unique 2-in-1 product combines the power of two clinically studied ingredients in one revolutionary formula. Berberine, which targets abdominal fat, and OEA, which curbs your appetite. With just 2 capsules a day, Smart Metabolic Burn by BrainMD can kickstart your metabolism, fight stubborn body fat, especially that pesky abdominal fat, and support your weight management journey. And right now, save over 30% on Smart Metabolic Burn at GetSmartBurn.com. The lowest price anywhere. That's GetSmartBurn.com. Don't delay. Transform your life with Smart Metabolic Burn from BrainMD. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. Our products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
But yeah, I do think that Have a Soup Pie was one of the things that exceeded expectations. You see so many things online, and then you end up getting there and being a little underwhelmed. Have a Soup Pie was one of the things where I was like, this is just as cool, if not cooler, than I thought it was going to be.
Yeah, it's hard to capture how incredible it is. And even you see all those Instagram travel influencers post about it, and you're like, yeah, that looks cool. But no, it's cooler in person.
Yeah. And then a few years prior, like I said, my brother went there with a few friends, and one of our mutual friends, his best friend, my friend, jumped off the top of Soup Pie Falls, 100 feet. It's like 96 feet, which, you know, round up to 100, why not? He jumped in. My brother has a video of it. I think it's one of the coolest things ever. And so I went up to the top of the falls and like was like, well, if Coulter can do it, I can do it. And I stood up there for what, like 2.5 hours?
I would say 45 minutes to an hour.
It was a long time, but like an eternity.
And I was at the bottom, camera ready to take the video if he ever jumps. He's like pacing back and forth, just scouting it. Then he goes down to the bottom, sees how deep it is, where he's going to land, goes back up, pacing. And then someone recognized him. And then the whole bottom, there were probably like 30 people down there, were like cheering, Dean, 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 gosh, jump, jump, jump. And then he came down.
It's so scary being up there. I never jumped off anything that high. I do like to think of myself as a bit of a daredevil. So I know that I could do it and survive. But the jump from up there, you're like looking over a cliff, so you can't really see where you're going to land. You like literally have to just jump blind and then eventually pencil and hit the water. And it's perforated, whatever water, because the waterfall is hitting it. So it's not like you're slapping still water. You could probably belly flop and survive, you know, but being up there was terrifying. And so eventually didn't jump and walked down with my tail between my legs. And then we went to bed and then we left the next morning. And I was really sad. When we left the next morning, Kaylin was obviously still in a great deal of pain. And so we walked back to the Soup Pie Village. We had heard that there is a helicopter that flies you out if you need it.
But they said you had to get there at 5 a.m. Like wait in line at 5 a.m. because they only do a few helicopter trips a day. And we went, I think we got there at like 9.
Yeah. And so I was, you know, totally expecting us not to be able to get it. Sure enough, there was like 2 people on the helicopter. So you got on first go. Mm-hmm. We had to wait for what, like 30 minutes just for it to kind of like load up supplies and then take off. But it was like the easiest thing ever. I would never bank on that. If you're going down, I would never consider like that as an option because you never know.
How much was it? I think it's $150.
I actually know exactly how much it was. It was $250? $95.
Oh, that's so cheap.
It was $85 plus a $10 credit card fee.
Wow, that's so cheap.
Yeah.
So granted, it's like a 5-minute flight.
So you got back in 10 minutes or 5 minutes or whatever it is back to the trailhead. And I like was so mad at myself for not jumping off the waterfall that I was like, I have to. And I probably would have walked anyways just because I'm a purist like that, if you will. And I wasn't suffering from any nagging injuries, which I think is a big aspect of it as well. But yeah, so I hiked back while Kaylin flew. I don't even know. What did you do for the 3 hours that it took me to get back up?
I think I just laid in the van.
Oh, yeah, because I gave you the keys. Yeah, so it's an option. Like, let's say you like really roll your ankle and you know you can't walk out. That's an option. I bet you it's got to be more than $95 now, but it seemed like a great price.
Yeah, I'm shocked by that.
To save yourself 10 miles of hiking.
Because I tried to fly out of our engagement site spot, and that was what, like 500 or 1,000?
I think it was like 1,000.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So 95, great price.
I'm noticing a trend here. Kaylin, I don't want to say is okay with getting to the destination, but you always are looking for an easy way to get back. Not that that's a bad thing.
Huh? Yeah.
Yeah. So yeah, that's Have a Soup Pie, obviously in a very brief nutshell. if you're thinking about doing it, I can't recommend it enough. It was one of my favorite hiking experiences. I would 1,000,000% go back. If you want to do it and you have an extra ticket, please let me know. I'll come join you. And
he's serious.
I am dead serious. Is there anything else that we want to talk about? Havasupai.
That's it. Have a blast. Wear comfortable shoes. Don't take photos of the animals.
Yeah. Yep. We went during a cool time too, where the leaves were changing. So it was like kind of exceptionally beautiful at the time. Granted, it was a little chillier, but yeah, highly recommend it. Get on that cancellation website if you want to buy some canceled tickets. Just have an open schedule. And like, you know, if you have a 2-week window, then you can spare 4 days here or there, then just do it that way. I think that's kind of my best recommendation for that. But yeah, that's a very quick rundown of Havasupai. Don't bring any booze. Don't bring any firearms. Don't bring any drones. Don't bring anything that you're going to get in trouble for. They will catch you and you will get kicked out. So just not worth the risk. Anything else?
That's it.
Thank you guys so much for tuning into this week's episode of Been There, Dean That. Just trying to keep it quick. We still hit 24 minutes here, so that's pretty good. Be sure to tune in next week. We're going to be talking about Aruba, so maybe we'll suck just a little bit less.
Boricua is the name for someone from Puerto Rico, but it's more than a name. It's a way of life and representation of the vibrant spirit of the island.
Let the Boricua spirit welcome you with a warm embrace to start each day and remind you why you travel in the first place.
In Puerto Rico, you can forget where you came from and embrace where you are. With nearly 300 beaches and 300 miles of coastline, there's always new places to explore.
The island's diverse geography offers everything from secluded coves with white sand and crystalline water to stunning black sand beaches. There are spots that are perfect for water sports. You can surf, snorkel, paddleboard, or go diving.
To travel to Puerto Rico, there is no passport required for U.S. citizens and permanent residents. Learn more and plan your trip at discoverpuertorico.com.
Tired of endless diets and weight loss struggles? It's time to say goodbye to frustration and hello to results. Introducing Smart Metabolic Burn from BrainMD, your breakthrough solution to fight stubborn body fat. Imagine burning fat, balancing glucose levels, and regulating metabolism in just 12 weeks. This unique 2-in-1 product combines the power of two clinically studied ingredients in one revolutionary formula. Berberine, which targets abdominal fat, and OEA, which curbs your appetite. With just 2 capsules a day, Smart Metabolic Burn by BrainMD can kickstart your metabolism, fight stubborn body fat, especially that pesky abdominal fat, and support your weight management journey. And right now, save over 30% on Smart Metabolic Burn at GetSmartBurn.com. The lowest price anywhere. That's GetSmartBurn.com. Don't delay. Transform your life with Smart Metabolic Burn from BrainMD. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. Our products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.